630 CHED Afternoons with Jalen Nye. Weekdays at 2 on 630 CHED.
Well, some disappointing news for tens of thousands of people who for many, many years have been flocking to the Hill, Gallagher Park, to see the Edmonton Folk Music Festival. It's been paused once again. Terry Wickham is the Edmonton Folk Music Festival producer. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jamin. Great to be here.
Well, Terry, disappointing news for so many people, obviously disappointing for you as well. Tell us what went into the thought process to making this decision.
Well, I've been expecting this. Really, I always thought it was a two-year thing once it was 1 year. For me, you know, you have to get the vaccines, get them out there, and, you know, numbers have to go down, way down, and stay down. You know, it's, but once I heard the word variants, which is, of course, what, you know, viruses do, and then, you know, the vaccine supply is still not guaranteed, you know, and our borders open, emergency breaks, all of those kind of things. Yeah, it's just impossible to, you can't social distance at Gallagher Park. There's too many people. So there'd be too much of a chance of community spread.
Disappointing for many people. Had there been any work in preparation of the possibility of a festival this year being done, or given what was happening, did you say, okay, well, let's just focus our attention on next year?
Well, you know, we had the 2020 festival put together, so, you know, we were pretty well there. So, you know, most of the artists would have, you know, so that, you know, that hard part had been done. There might have been a few changes. So really, it's just keeping abreast of all the latest developments. And, you know, as I said, once the variants came along, it, you know, it didn't look good. Now, there are many different types of festivals, and some of the Edmonton festivals, now summer may well be able to socially distance. I can only talk about the folk festival.
That's right.
So hopefully some things can go ahead. And hopefully we can get some community engagement. We're going to watch the numbers from AHS and see, you know, what numbers is it safe to gather in August. You know, last year it was 250. I have a feeling it may not be that many this year if they want to keep it tight. But, you know, that's just me. I think we're getting close to the end of this. So I don't think we'll have full vaccination until the middle of September, middle of October, when people get their second doses. And, you know, we have extended families coming down and people visit on tarps. I mean, the whole ethos, the whole idea of the folk festival is to come together as a community and celebrate, you know, closely together. So, unfortunately, I do feel good about 2022, though. I think we can get a handle on this, and barring unforeseen circumstances, I think we'll you know, we're not first in line. And outdoors, of course, has a big advantage over indoors too. So, I think we'll be good for next year.
So, for next year, Terry, I mean, you talked about 2020 having already been planned, and you were hoping to bring back some of those performers. You know, this year it's been canceled this year. So, what happens 2020? Do you start with a clean slate?
Well, some people do that, but you know, I kind of feel that, you know, if we felt the artist was good enough, and we had a lot of new artists coming in, and they really like to play Edmonton, they've heard about it. So, you know, I like to stay loyal to that. We don't know what size we're coming back at. Not everybody. You know, some people will have conflicting dates already. But I think most of that lineup will come back, and, you know, we can add a few new ones. So we'll, you know, we'll play that by ear. But generally, we would like to introduce many of those new artists to our audience for sure. And you know, we kind of gave our word. So and there was some exciting stuff there too.
Yeah, without a doubt, Terry. I want to thank you for a quick check in this afternoon. I'm going to urge everybody to go to the website at edmontonfolkfest.org to keep abreast on what's going on and news, because I'm pretty sure that's where everything is going to be funneled towards.
Well, that's the big bad news today. So, but, you know, we hope we'll have some nice online, as we did last year with a documentary, and we'll see what we can come up with over the next couple of months. And, you know, as I say, maybe some community engagement. It's sad, but we got to nail this thing. We got to put it behind us and make sure it's fully safe, and then really celebrate next year.
Then we'll really celebrate. Absolutely. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful few days on the Hill. Terry, thanks for this. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jalen.
Yeah, take care. Again, the website, the Edmonton, it's edmontonfolkfest.org. So keep an eye on that. Remember last year they had some documentaries, and who knows what they might be able to do this year, but looking ahead to next year when it is safe to do so.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.